Wind farms can generate millions of dollars in tax revenue for Indiana counties. But according to the Indiana Conservative Alliance for Energy, at least 29 Indiana counties have ordinances that significantly limit large wind projects. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, a recent study by Purdue University looks at the attitudes of Indiana counties towards wind energy developments.
Last year, wind energy companies paid more than $4 million in property taxes to Benton County and more than $2 million to White County. Purdue agricultural economics professor Russell Hilberry says that revenue allowed both counties to cut taxes for some of their residents.
And I think it's interesting to see in this county where the turbines are more accepted, the one way that they've managed this is to kind of target the tax relief in those areas that are closest to the turbines.
Hilberry says Indiana counties that have welcomed wind farms tend to rely more on agriculture and have declining, less dense populations. Counties that have opposed them rely more on manufacturing, and some have seen their populations grow. Among other things, the study recommends wind energy companies do more to educate the public about the benefits of wind projects and involve communities in the planning process. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.